Jesus. I was thinking about that, Brother Jason. I think the church world and the body of Christ has forgotten, Brother Tommy, what the true meaning of the cross was all about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think in our walk we have forgotten.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
The destruction. Yeah. The destruction that Jesus took upon him that day. Our destruction. Yeah. And it still holds good today.
Yeah.
It still holds good today. Oh. And we take it lightly. We esteem it lightly anymore. It seems like, Brother Tommy, the church world just esteems the cross so lightly.
Right.
We go on about our busy lives and our busy way without even giving thought to something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without even giving thought that it had all been wiped clean.
Holy God.
Yes, sir.
And the price that was paid for that wiping of that to be clean.
Hallelujah.
The destruction that Jesus took upon that cross.
Yes.
He took my destruction. He took your destruction. Yes. He took the destruction of the world upon him on that cross.
Right.
We think, well, it was just a man dying. No, it just wasn't just another man dying. But it was a man that took the weight of the world.
Right.
But my weight, your weight, my destruction, your destruction up on the cross.
Yes.
Holy, holy.
Hey.
Woo! Jesus.
I have felt a heaviness and my heart pricked all morning, Brother Tommy.
Come on, come on.
Oh!
Yay, Lord.
Don't think that 1 minute that you have escaped destruction if you haven't had it under the blood. You haven't hid nothing from God. I don't know. Maybe this is more for me than anybody. We have not hid nothing from God.
No.
Not one thing have we hid from the eyes of the Almighty.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
And unless it's under the blood, we're sure to see destruction.
Oh, Jesus.
America's sure to see destruction.
Oh, yes.
It's killing babies by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions, every year.
Yes.
It's blaspheming God's name.
You're right.
Every single minute, every single second, that this old time that God has spun since the end of the beginning, every second.
You're right, Brother Tom.
Man's heart is blaspheming God.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
And he said he would not hold us guiltless in that day.
Right.
For blaspheming the name of God.
Jesus.
America thinks it's hid. America thinks it's undercover. Government thinks that everything that they're doing is hid. They think it's all covered up, but there ain't nothing covered up.
No.
God sees every bit of it. And unless it's repented of, every bit of it's going to be brought out into the open.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh God, coming at judgment.
It's serious, Brother Tommy. This is serious.
Yeah.
You say, well, how serious is it? I'm going to tell you how serious it is. When God set his moral laws, it was in the book of Acts when he struck two down for just a lie.
Think of that.
They deceived in their heart. They deceived to lie against God, to lie against the Holy Ghost. And God struck them dead.
Whew. Holy. Holy Lord.
How many more lies are we seeing people telling? We think they're getting by. They think they're getting by. They ain't a getting by.
No.
They ain't a getting by.
No, sir.
Brother Earl, there ain't no getting by. Yeah. Unless, amen, we hit our knees at the altar or at the cross, there ain't no getting by.
Right.
Right.
You know, I've been studying out a message God's been giving me, a fire coming to paradise. And you've been showing me a lot of things and opened my eyes up to a lot of things. But I got to tell you what, when the opportunity comes, I've been praying, God, you want this message? You put it up on Brother Jason or somebody's heart or whatever, Lord, it is. You show me when to preach this message. There's a fire coming to paradise.
My Lord.
Come on, buddy.
There's destruction coming.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
holy, 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 holy.
We're not going to escape except through, you know what, Jesus, before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, this is some of the message God has shown me. I can't get into it. I'm going to cut into Brother Tommy's
obey the Lord
message.
Obey God.
Destruction's coming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Better get ready.
Destruction's coming.
Yes.
Sweet Lamb of God.
I felt it so heavy an hour before church this morning. God said destruction's coming.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Our sins are not hid unless they're repented of. Destruction's coming.
Holy God.
God told Abraham before he destroyed, he said, shall I do this thing without telling my friend? Without letting Abraham know what I'm going to do? Abraham, God, what about 50? If you find 50, would you spare it? Would you spare it? Would you not destroy it? God's gracious. In his mercy, said, okay, Abraham, for 50.
Yeah.
God couldn't find 50.
Couldn't find it.
That whole region, that whole plain, all them cities in that plain, God couldn't find 50.
No.
Abraham said, God, would you do it? Would you spare it for 45? God said, I'll do it for 45, Abraham, for you. God couldn't find 45 in that whole region. How wicked is the heart of man?
Right.
The heart of man is so wicked, it repented God that he even made man. And I guess the flood wasn't enough, amen, to warn them the first time.
Come on.
Amen. They had to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
They had to come back and sin against God again. The first judgment, I guess, wasn't enough. But God promised, Noah, I'll not destroy the world with water again.
It'll be fire.
The next time it's going to be fire. And he picked an evil place to demonstrate what it's going to be like. The Bible said the men of those cities were exceedingly wicked. He brought destruction. God, would you do it for 35? Would you do it for 30? God said, for 30, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Abraham, because of you. He couldn't find 30. He couldn't find 30. Abraham cries out to God, oh God, then won't be angry with me. I know your anger is fierce right now against man, but don't be angry with me. Would you do it for 20? Would you spare it for 20? In God's mercy and his grace, he said, I'll do it for 20, Abraham.
Yeah.
I'll do it for just 20 souls. And he could not find 20 souls, Brother Tommy.
My Lord.
He said, God, would you do it? Don't be angry. One more time, God, would you do it for 10? And God said, Abraham, I'll do it for 10 for you. And God searched the whole plain and he couldn't find 10, Brother Jason.
No.
Could not find 10 righteous in that whole land, in that whole region. And God had no other choice.
Yeah.
But because of Abraham, he sent angels in to carry, to bring his nephew out. Lot.
Bring him out.
Lot lost everything. He chose that way.
Lost it all.
Lost everything he had. One of the wealthiest men besides Abraham on the face of the earth. And he lost it all because he made a decision. He made a decision for paradise. For what he thought was paradise, he got hell. He said, I'll pull a lot out because of you, Abraham. And Jesus is going to pull us out. God's going to pull his children out because of Jesus.
Right.
He's going to pull us out of here, and destruction, all out destruction is coming.
Yeah.
God showed me that all out destruction is coming to America. America and his people and its people, amen, and God's church that hasn't repented is going to see destruction. Destruction's coming.
Yes, it is.
It's coming fast and it's coming sudden. It's coming, amen, as a woman in travail. It's coming out in the days of Lot. It's coming, Brother Tommy, as fast as it can be.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to catch the people unawares. And destruction is coming. You got it under the blood. Church, do you got it under the blood? Have you confessed it to him? God's going to pour out his wrath, and it's coming soon. You say, what's wrong with Brother Tom? What's up with all this wrath preaching and testifying about? But he said he's losing his mind. No. On the contrary, I have found my mind. I have found it, amen. I have seen. God has showed me. We want to pat everybody on the back there. It's going to be okay. And it's not going to be okay unless you repent. Unless we repent and turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, they all preached it. God brought wrath upon you, Israel, because you had wicked ways.
Yeah.
But if you return, if you repent of it and turn, He said, I will bring healing to you. I will bring forgiveness. And I will set you up higher than you've ever been before. And all it takes is repentance.
Hey, right.
Holy.
Our children's turning to drugs like we've never seen before. Oh.
You're right, Brother Tom.
Yes, sir.
America's so lost in it.
Yep.
This world is so lost in it.
Jesus.
We're saved, but yet we're not saved. Like I said Sunday night, Brother Tommy, we've had enough gospel preached in America that should have saved all of China.
Yeah.
We're saved, but yet we're not saved. People's claiming that they know. People's claiming that they have Jesus. People's claiming, but they still live their old simple way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's going to bring destruction. God's going to bring judgment. It's coming, Brother Tommy. I can't help it, Brother Jason. I can't get away from it. It's been like this for a month, Brother Tommy. And I felt so burdened this morning.
God's a warning. He's warning.
God's warning.
Come on, Wilson.
Holy Lord.
God's warning. It's all I can say. God has been warning his people. Why can't we land it over the lost? Why can't we grieve over the lost? Why can't we, Brother Tommy? Where is God's people at crying out for the lost? Where are we at? Because we need to cry out ourselves. I saw that in me. And I said, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
David said, thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. Yeah. Thy staff, it leads me, it guides me. It shows me the way for a shepherd. And your rod, it keeps me corrected. When you bring the rod of chastisement down upon me, it's because you love me.
That's it.
It's because you're saying, son, you're walking out of the path that I've showed you to. You're veering out of the way. And his rod corrects us and brings us back into line. Right. And I'm telling you what, that comforts me to know that I've got a father that cares about me enough to say, son, you're going the wrong way. Son, you have said something. You have done something. And this week, I can't help but thank Brother Jason that when we wound one another, we wound one another with our words, with our actions. Jesus said, you're wounded me.
That's it.
You're wounded me.
Yes,
Lord.
He said, when you wound a brother or sister, you are wounding me.
Help us, Lord.
Think about that. Jesus said that we're going to stand in the day. We're going to say, well, Lord, did we do this in your name? Did we do that? Depart from me. I never knew you. Why? He said, because. The reason I never knew you is you saw hungry and you didn't feed him.
Yeah.
You saw thirsty and you didn't give him the drink. You saw them in a prison and you didn't visit them. You saw them in the hospital and you didn't go visit them and pray with them. He said, the least that you have done unto these, you have done unto me. And the more that we have done unto these, you have done unto me. If we have wounded our brothers and sisters in words and in deeds, I'm telling you something, God's going to hold us responsible for that. He said, you have wounded me. We're wounding the Lord when we wound one another. When we go and talk about a brother or sister and then behind their back, we're wounding them. Even though they don't know it, you're wounding them. Right. You're wounding the spirit. We're wounding them, Brother Tommy. I don't know why I'm there, but
holy Lord,
God showed me this week. You're wounding them if you talk about them. We wound one another, and Jesus said, "Those wounds are your wounded me."
Yes,
we're doing it unto the Lord when we do it unto our brothers and sisters.
Help us, Lord.
Judgment's coming.
Oh.
There's a fire coming to paradise. The Bible said that the land of when he looked into the land of Judah, they had a squabble, Abraham and his nephew Lot, and they had a squabble amongst their herds, and he said, I don't want this to be so.
Right.
Choose you some land and go to that land. I don't want us to have any contentions with one another. We're family here. We shouldn't have contentions one with another. Right. But he said, you know what? I want you to pick out a spot that you guys can go in grace. And he looked on the plains of Judah, and the Bible said that the plains was like the garden of God.
Yeah.
In other words, it was like Eden. It was so well watered.
Yeah.
Such plantation, such vegetation. Anybody can survive off the land.
Paradise
is exactly what he was saying. Genesis chapter 13.
Holy.
Read it. It's paradise.
Uh-huh.
Lot chose and he pitched his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah. Because it looked so good. It looked so plentiful. It looked so refreshing. Oh, things we're looking at are so deceiving. It's okay to do this, this, and this, and this, and look at this, this, and oh, so deceiving. So deceiving. Lot, probably the second richest man on earth. The decision he made, he lost it all. He even lost his wife. He lost it all. His son-in-laws. He lost any. He only got to keep his two daughters.
Yeah.
And then that was a disaster after.
Yeah.
Our choices, Brother Chuck. We really got to pray about what we choose in life.
Right.
We really got to pray about where we go in life. We really got to pray. We really got to seek God's face about these things.
Yeah, we do.
Brother Tommy, destruction's coming.
Get ready.
Lot had no idea what was going to happen. And it comes sudden. It comes fast. We'll read in chapter 19 when God brings it down. Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Because the hearts of men were so wicked. It comes so sudden. It caught them early in the morning while they was all sleeping.
Look at that.
It was early in the morning when the Bible says that Lot made it into Zoar, which was another land that's considered like paradise. Or next to Egypt. He said, Lord, let me. He asked the angel, let me flee to there, let me flee to there. He got to Zoar. And you know what one of the biggest differences is? When they separated, you'll never read one time where Lot built him an altar to God.
No.
When he got out into the plains
of
Jordan. But as soon as Abraham got to where he was going, the Bible said he built an altar and called out unto God.
Yes, he did.
Lot never did. Lot never called out to God. He never built an altar. He never called out to God. And it was only through and by the grace of God. And it was because of Abraham is why Lot got pulled out. And it's through by the grace of God. Like God's going to pull his children out of here.
He's going to pull
it's through by the grace of Jesus.
Take them out.
And if we got him in our hearts, we got all the everything under the blood, he's going to pull us out.
Thank God.
Destruction's going to come. He's getting ready to come back after his church, Brother Chuck. Destruction's going to come. Yeah, I'm going to mention this. I'm going to get out of the way. I know Brother Tommy's got a great message.
Come on.
I imagine it's always, he always got a great message for his guy.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to teach him or preach on him.
But God means show me. Destruction's coming so fast. It's going to catch us unawares.
Yes.
Jesus said it himself, in the days as it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. It's coming fast.
Right.
It's coming fast. Destruction's coming. Are you hearing me, church?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brother Jason. I can't get away from this. God's really been bringing it down. And you know what? There was. I'm going to tell this, and I'm going to get out of the way. There was a small, last year, November, I think it was November 8th of 2018, California experienced a fire.
Yeah.
And it began over across the hills from a town called Paradise.
Yeah.
It was a town called Paradise in the mountains there. Beautiful place. But over in the next county was a fire that began from a electric power, one of them towers. A faulty one started sparks and the fire started. Well, they sent a spotter out to check it. They said, yeah, this has the potential to be. This is over in another county. This is over in Cowan County, I believe they called it. And the 911 in Princess or Paradise, they begin to call. People begin to call in. We're smelling smoke. Is there a fire? No, we've been checking. No, this fire's over in another county. You've got nothing to worry about.
Come on.
You've got nothing to worry about. It's okay. It's okay. And a half hour later, more calls come in. Listen, we're getting. Is there a fire? Is there a warning out? No. I'm sure by the spotters, by those that's looking, by those that's carrying on, it's okay. There's no fire. It was in an hour's time before they knew it, Brother Tommy. That fire was over in into the beginning to into the town of Paradise.
Yeah.
That fire, they said, spread so fast it was taking 80 football fields a minute. Lord, Lord. You think about that sudden destruction. It was taking over 80,
God.
80 football fields a minute. No time to get out. No time to run.
Come on.
Have you ever seen a football field? I'm sure we all have. How big they are?
Yeah.
100 yards? Eighty of those a minute is how fast that fire was burning. How fast it come. The winds drove that so hard and so fast, and people begin to call in. Oh, they begin to call 911. No, no, you got nothing to worry about. And it was at their back door. It was coming into their back door, Brother Tommy. Right. And they was telling them, no, there's nothing to worry about. You've got nothing. There's no fire. You're okay. You're all right. It's in the next county. And the 911 dispatcher said, so I called again and find out what was going on. And they got the message ready. Yes, it's coming. Hit the emergency. Shut it, you know, get them out of there. Evacuate the place. Get them out. It's coming. Oh, but listen, they had a system. It comes so fast, it overwhelmed their system. They had no other plans. Every access got cut off unless you go right through and in the middle of the fire. Every access was cut off, everything. The fire comes so fierce and so fast, they lost 85 people, died that day, the worst ever recorded. They had a system set up, Brother Tommy, that if something was happened, it would beep and come across their cell phones. But what they wasn't told, Brother Jason, is they had to sign up for that service. And people all automatically thought that was going to happen.
Yes,
hey,
Lord.
Hey.
Too late. Oh, God.
One girl said, one woman that made it, her mom, Christina, her name was Christina. And they were last name. I got it all wrote down right there. Pull that notebook out for me, Brother Tom, right there. That. I don't mean to take it, Brother Tommy, son.
You're doing good.
But I felt this so heavy, I can't get away from it. Church has got to know. Sudden destruction's coming. It's coming fast.
Yes, it is.
It's coming soon. It's coming sudden.
Better get ready.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
They said this fire spread so fast. Brother Jason, within 2 hours' time, it engulfed that whole city. 2 hours' time, it took that whole city. That's how fast it came. They couldn't escape it. The winds drove those embers so hard and so far. When they thought it started here, it was actually starting over and it back burned. And it would just create such a backdraft.
Yes, Lord.
And it just swept through just so fast. They said trying to escape, going down the roads, people was leaving their cars in the middle of the roads running because traffic was backed up. They couldn't get through. People was running for their lives. They couldn't get out of it. They was running and couldn't get out of it. And they said it was like hell, literal hell. They said the windows on the cars were so hot they couldn't touch it from the inside.
Dear Lord.
That's how hot it was. They said they estimated at least 1,800 degrees on both sides. 1,800 degrees. It comes so fast and so hard.
Holy, 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 holy Lord.
Destruction's coming.
Yes, it is.
Destruction's coming. There was a woman. She wrote and said, her first said Jordan Huff, young girl. She said, why? She was in the car. She was able to get away. Her boyfriend got her in the car, and he was able to get through that. He was driving right through that fire.
God, oh God.
Right through the trees, overtaking, exploding so hot. She said, what's wrong with people? She said, why won't they go? Why won't they hurry? Can't they see what's going on? What's wrong with them? I say that unto America. I say that unto the church. What's wrong with people? Can we see what's going on? Can we see the destruction that's about to come? Can we see God's wrath getting ready to pour out?
Right.
What's wrong with us? And she cried, Lord, and she kept calling her grandpa, 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 have you left yet? Have you left yet? And grandpa said, no, honey, no. I got to take care of the animals. I promise you I'll get out. I promise you I'll get out. And when it was all said and done, they found his body charred, Brother Tommy. He waited too long. He couldn't get out.
My Lord, my Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus.
Sometimes I wonder if our message or our warnings are even going across the ears of God's people, much less America, much less the sinner.
You're right. You're right.
You feel like that sometimes, Brother Jason?
Yes,
sir. Do you preachers feel like that sometimes? You wonder, are people listening to my message? Are they taking it to heart?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord.
The 25-year-old Christina Taft, her and her mom lived in Central Paradise when she began to smell smoke. She was interviewed, and she told Mom, it's coming, we gotta get out of here. Mom said, no. She was still in her pajamas. She's at the front window of the house with her cell phone. No, they're going to warn us. If there's something really wrong, they'll warn us. It'll come across. Their system is so overwhelmed, nothing come across. She said, we don't know. She said, Mom, listen, look at the streets. Look, you got to look. They're backed up. People's are fleeing. People's are running. I can smell the smoke just right down. It's coming, Mom. Yeah. Look, and a few houses down are catching fire. Mom, we got to go. No, it'd be okay. It's going to be okay. They said they would warn us. And you know what? She said, I left the seat open. She said, Mom, I got a life of my own. I got to live. I've got to live, Mom. I got a life of my own. Come on, let's go. Let's go. And she said, I packed everything I could up in the car, and I left one spot in the front seat for Mom. And Mom absolutely refused to go because she said, they will warn us if something's going to happen. She said, I kept calling back. She said, the traffic was so slow. I kept hollering out of the window, Mom, come on. Come on, there's still time. There's still time. Come on. Come on, Mom. Come on. And Mom said, no. They found her burnt, Brother Tommy, with the cell phone, standing at the window waiting for the call.
Oh, God. Come on.
She refused to go.
Jesus.
She burnt.
Jesus.
I refuse to repent of my sins. I refuse to confess my sins. I refuse to. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be too late soon. It's going to be too late soon. I'll tell you what, it's going to be too late. It will be, Brother Earl. It's going to be too late.
Jeez.
It's coming soon. Oh, I wish my family could hear it. Oh, it's going to be too late.
Oh, Lord.
85 souls died in that fire. And he said it took weeks, a couple of weeks, trying to identify to see who they was.
Dear God.
Everything.
Holy.
The hospital was standing because that's where they... All the firemen gathered to meet. They got all of them out. The hospital beds. They put them in cars. They took them out of the beds, stuffed them in cars, stuffed them in a bus, tried to get them down the road. They couldn't get down the road. They couldn't get out of there. They took them back out of the bus. They took them back out of the cars, tried to put them in a wheelchair. We'll push them through it. We'll push them through it. We'll try to get through. They never made it through it. They had one guy come up and say, Lord, put him in the car. He said, we're going to try it again. So they stuff him back in the car, and they get down the road. And then just later, it took a long time to get out of there. Every access to the place was shut off, and they had to go through fire. He said the winds drove those embers so hard. There was people out by the lake. I guess it was camping that day. And there was a lake. People come running out of the woods. He said, burnt. The clothes was burnt. You could see where the embers burnt into their skin all over. He said, and they dove into the water. They dove into the water. It was their only hope. It was their only help. They was burning. They was on fire. The embers were driven so bad. You think about that, church. Destruction's coming, and it's going to come fast, and it's going to come sudden. So today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to get everything under the blood.
Yes, right now.
Right now, Brother Jason, this is the moment. This is the second. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here today. I don't know what's going to happen tonight or tomorrow. I don't know. But I know the Lord said destruction is coming.
Yeah.
Destruction is coming. Mama. The 911 operator, she said, I just wish. Listen to this. The words from the 911 operator interviewed, she said, I just wish that we didn't give so many people a false hope. Churches around this country, around this world, are giving millions and millions of false hope.
Yes, they are, folks. Yes, they are.
Oh, that 911 dispatcher said, I just wish we hadn't given them such a false hope, false information.
Oh God.
My Lord, my
yes.
Lord.
Oh God.
My Lord, my Holy God, Holy
Holy. Thank God for these preachers that preaches the word. Thank God for Brother Jason, Brother J.R., Brother Tommy, Brother Earl. Anybody that stands and tells the truth.
Yes, sir.
The judgment's coming.
Don't give a false hope.
Don't give a false hope.
Dear God, dear God, dear God.
She said, I wish we regret that we give them a false hope.
Yes, amen. Help us, Lord.
Dear Lord.
Are we giving one another a false hope?
Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
And Christina said, but she said the streets was getting crowded with people evacuating and getting, it's getting dark outside from all the smoke, she said. She thought, said, I got to get out of here. I got my own life to live.
Yeah.
I can warn you. And that's all I can do.
Personal.
And I can try to reach out a hand to pull you through.
Personal.
But if you don't get a hold of it yourself.
Individual.
If you don't get a hold of this yourself.
Mom.
You really get it down in your heart. Brother Jason, why do you think God told the Israelites to take his law, bind them, and put them around your head? Bind them, put them around your arm, so you don't forget.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
So you don't forget.
Don't forget my word.
Don't forget his word.
Holy God.
It's serious.
Yes, it is.
God's been really impressing upon me. This is serious. And unless, amen, we've got it all under the blood, one spot, one wrinkle, we're not going. We're not going. His word tells us that. When he comes to take us back, he tells us that we're not going.
Serious.
Tell me the truth, Brother Jason. Tell me the truth. Preach it. Preach it hard.
Right.
Preach it straight. Don't dilute it.
No.
I want God's word to penetrate my heart.
Holy.
I want it to go deep. I want it to hold your mind, Brother Tom. Better watch what you say.
That's right.
Well, no wonder the Bible says, let your conversation be yea, yea, nay, nay. Because it's going to be held against you one day. Pat Paul, are you coming? Yeah, honey, I'll be there. I got to take care of these enemies. I promise you. I promise you I'll be there. Pat Paul never made it.
Too late.
He waited too long.
Oh, God.
He was amongst the 85 that died.
Too late.
We're going to wait too late, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
I got family that's going to wait too late.
Lord.
I've got friends. I know people that's going to wait too late. Nobody wants to believe. Nobody wants to accept it anymore. Jesus told about, it wasn't a parable, it was a true story. And no doubt it was in the times of the prophets and Moses when a rich man, amen, who sumptuous very, every day, he sumptuous very much. And Lazarus laid at the gate, begging. And then one day Lazarus died and the angels come and carried him off. And then the rich man died.
Yeah.
And he lifted up his hell. Eyes being in hell, he lifted them up, being in torments.
Flames.
Flames. Whenever God sends judgment, ever since the flood, it's been by flames.
Yes, it is.
I'm in pure judgment. But the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell.
Too late.
It's too late, Brother Tommy.
Too late.
He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus back to my brothers. I got five. Send him back. Tell him to warn him about this place. He said, listen, they've got Moses and the prophets, and if they won't hear them, they're not going to hear one back from the dead. Hey, listen, we can warn, Brother Tommy, we can warn, but it's up to the people to accept it. Lord, I pray, Lord, open our ears that it's not dull of hearing. Anoint our eyes, Lord, that we can see, and our hearts open it that we can perceive.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Holy, holy Lord.
Jesus, the rock of the phone.
When the fire fell, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Too late.
It comes said, it's too late.
Too late.
Nothing but ashes.
Ashes.
All the other cities around it, and the Bible said it even burned up all the vegetation.
God.
It burned it all up. No way.
Too late.
No way to survive
no.
anymore.
No.
No way. The waters was even different. The Bible said that the waters was even different. If you read it. The way it was, he said, this is the way it was before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed.
Right. God, have mercy. Holy.
And destruction, my friend.
Jesus.
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 Unless the Holy Ghost touches people's heart, I can't do it.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Unless the Holy Ghost draws, I can't do it.
Come on, Brother Tom. Yes, sir.
All I can do is warn. All I can do is tell you that judgment is coming. To get everything under the blood and get it under as fast as we can. Oh, judgment is coming.
Judgment is sure to come.
But it's the only way we can escape is through my Jesus.
Right.
What he did on the cross, that's why it's so important what he did on the cross. Like, clean our slate. No more water.
Yes, it is.
Clear. Ready.
Unless the Holy Ghost deals, I can't.
Holy God.
I told God this last few weeks that he'd been giving me this. And I said, God, I'll tell it. Whatever it is, I'll tell it. I'll preach it. And this morning I felt so burdened, I mean so heavy, I began to weep and cry. I said, God, is this message, is this for me? Do I still got something that needs to be covered? Do I still got something, God, in me that's going to keep me from going when destruction falls?
Come on, work, Tom.
That's how heavy I felt this. I began to search myself again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
The fire coming to paradise.
Help us, Lord.
Sin's going to get burned up.
My Lord, my Lord.
He told us not to let sin reign in our mortal bodies.
Right?
If it is, it's going to burn with it. You hear what I'm saying? If we let sin reign in this mortal body, it's going to burn with it. Forever. I saw pictures of some of those people that died, some of the 85 that died in that fire. In some of those pictures, some of them standing holding beers, holding glasses of wine. Memories that people had of their loved ones.
Dear God, judgment couldn't turn them.
Wrath.
God, oh God.
One emergency response chief said, the best way, the best evacuation route, the best escape route is the one that you create yourself.
Well,
he said, we can create it. He said, but the best one is the one that you do yourself. Mm-hmm. Have you got a way out?
Have you got a way
out? That's it.
Have you got a way out?
You got a plan.
Have we personally got a plan in our heart? A way out?
Oh, God.
I have.
Oh, God.
I have, Brother Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I've done some repenting. I've done some confessing. I've done a lot of things lately, Brother Jason. Why? Because destruction is coming.
Thank you, Lord.
God said destruction is coming, church.
Yes, it is. Oh, God.
I lay down my head at night and I said, God, I said, if I've said anything today, this day, I said, first of all, thank you for keeping me through this day.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, if I have said anything, done anything, had any kind of thought, God, that would be wrong, that would be sin, I ask you to forgive me, to wash me, make me clean before I lay my head down here, before I close these eyes and sleep, because Brother Tommy, I don't know what's going to happen in my sleep.
Oh, we got to be ready.
You ready?
I don't know what's going to happen in my sleep. All those people that early morning, Brother Tommy, there in paradise, a fire overtook them so fast. It comes so fast.
No time.
There was no time.
Nope.
Very few.
Those that there was to get
over 30,000 homes in burned. Over 30,000 people. Everybody lost. Everybody lost it. Everybody. Everybody lost them. Lot lost everything he had. I don't want to lose my family because I made a wrong decision, because I didn't get something covered by the blood. I don't want to lose my family. I love my family.
Right.
I don't want to, amen. Brother J.R., I don't want to lose any of them.
Right.
Jesus. When a fire comes to paradise, I'm going to tell you what. Destruction's coming.
Yes, it is. Mark it down.
Destruction's coming.
Watch. Yep.
It's coming, Brother Tommy.
Yes, it is.
Last year when I told that dream I had, or what a dream actually, when I got out of bed, and God spoke those words to me, the Spirit, I didn't have anything on my mind, and as soon as my feet hit the floor, the Lord said, Istanbul, told this here. He said, it's that move. And I stopped by the bed and I thought, what? It's that move. And then as I started to walk back around the bed, he said, these are the beginning of sorrows. And just recently, in the last month, America pulled out. Pulled his troops back here in Syria.
Yeah.
Turkey come in. Istanbul is the capital of Turkey, where Erdogan rules.
Yeah.
And he's slaughtering Christians. He's moved into Turkey and now he's slaughtering Christians.
Yeah.
We're at the threshold. And like they say, you know what? Ezekiel 38.
We're on the brink.
We're on the brink.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Turkey, Russia, Iran, they're all in Syria right now. And they want what Israel's got.
Yep.
They want its riches, its oils. Yes. They want everything that Israel's got. And they're moving in. God said he's going to put the hook in the jaw of the bear and draw them down from the north. Russia.
Yep.
They're all there. The exact same ones that's mentioned in Ezekiel 38 is there, right there.
Right there.
Right there at Israel's door.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Get ready.
We have arrived. We're seeing the beginning of sorrows.
Yes, we are.
We're seeing things. It's just judgment's coming.
Holy.
Judgment's coming.
Holy.
I feel the burden lift.
Jesus. Take the warning.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious God.
But I wonder, can we really see what's going on? Does it really bother us? Does it really bring us to tears? Does it really bring us to our knees?
Dear Lord.
I was up at 3:30 this morning praying for our young people. God, put a hedge about them.
Yes, God.
Put a hedge about them. Times are evil.
Yes, they are.
Times are evil.
Oh God. Time to pray. Better pray.
Amen.
Take the warning. Jesus. People ain't accustomed to warning nowadays. That's a fact.
Yeah.
They don't recognize a warning.
Oh God.
But you better fear God and keep his commandments.
Take the warning.
And be ready.
Yes.
They want to play a song tonight, this morning, that's fine.
Oh,
I don't know about you, but I want to be ready, don't you?
Yeah.
Judgment is here. It's right on our doorstep. Floods of ungodly is all around us.
Yes.
We need that protection of the blood of the Lamb. Come on, let's pray. Let's ask God to help us. Stir our families, our neighbors. God, move, we pray. Stir people.
God, open our eyes.
Jesus. Oh, God.
I'd like to say this here today. Ecclesiastes 9 and 12 reads, for man also knoweth not his time.
Right.
As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare,
yes,
so are the sons of men snared in an evil time. When it faileth suddenly, when it falleth suddenly upon them.
Suddenly.
Isaiah says that therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee.
Yes,
and thou hast said in thy heart, I am and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee.
Oh, God.
Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know.
Yes, God.
Suddenly.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, God.
Help us this morning, Lord.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
I never thought see the day when you would come to kneel and pray. I never thought that I would see the church house filled to capacity.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.